FM, AM, DAB Digital Radio and online.
BBC Radio Norfolk Travel.
BBC Radio Norfolk.
It's 6:26 on the scrimmage, and we've got Chris, Jerry and Steve with us in the studio, Norwich City Chat. And Steve, let's explain who the King of Spain is then, put people out of their misery.
Simon Lapin.
Simon Lapin is the King of Spain?
Yeah, he is the King of Spain, apparently. I noticed about a month ago that Norwich fans were singing a song about him, which I think is great, because I think he's one of the unsung heroes in the team at the moment. Playing really, really good. I used to play on the left side of midfield myself, so I've maybe got a little bit of a soft spot for him. But as we've already discussed, the Norwich fans have been through a lot of pain themselves, particularly getting relegated in that first game of the season. Lapin, in the Roda time, went through a lot of stick, but decided to stick with the club, just like the Norwich fans have the last couple of years. I think it's very fitting that they've decided to sing a song about him. And, you know, a typical humorous song, as you'd expect from the terraces.
Why are they calling him the King of Spain?
Well, it's because of the Latin looks, apparently. I think the song is King of Spain repeated about six times, and then at the end, the final line is he looks Spanish.
Have you heard this, Chris?
I've heard this, yes. I've seen the flags as well.
All the Spanish flags.
The Spanish flags were there at the new den, yes. It's just awesome.
It's catching.
I love the way that one little thing is picked upon like that. And I think he likes it too.
Yeah, we're going to hear from him in a moment, saying that. But Jerry, is a bit reminiscent of the old, the boys with the wigs. Do you remember the Gossy wigs?
The boys with the wigs, yes, I remember them. And I paid him enough money to wear them on the night to support me. I should remember them. No, they were great. And I think this is superb as well, because the fans now are beginning to really like and get involved with not just the wins, but the players. And new heroes are being created. I agree with you, Simon's been outstanding this year. As one or two others have been. But if you score goals, you get your name in the paper. People like Simon, Corey Smith, the workhorse of the team, so to speak, they deserve their praise, and they deserve their section of fans to sing them as well.
So, Steve, there are various words and lines to this song that the fans are singing on the terraces, but you're deciding to do something rather special with this, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I write for Outline magazine in Norwich in my spare time, in between the day job, and I've got quite an intra band called Hope and Social, who are based in West Yorkshire. As I've already said, Matt, they're not Leeds fans. Everyone will be pleased to know.
Yes, you told me that on the phone the other day, didn't you, sir?
They released an album last year called Architect of This Church, and I wrote a couple of articles about stuff they've been doing. And they asked me to get involved in a bit of PR. And as soon as I heard the King of Spain song being sung on the terraces, and Chris's article in The Pink and a couple of Saturdays ago about the King of Pain, because of the lack of goals from Mr. Lapin and all the rubbish he's had to put up with the last few years, I just very quickly turned my hand to rewriting the lyrics to Hope and Social's song called The King of Spain.
Well, let's hear a bit of Hope and Social singing King of Spain, and then give us a few lines after that. But this is what the song sounds like without Simon Lapin's words.
All of this was lies. Well, King of Spain, why don't you talk to us? The King of Spain.
So hold the way it goes in your mind. Steve, give us a few of the lyrics.
Well, the first four lines, which I've rewritten, start off with, I don't need to see a hoof down to, which is basically a comment to Lapin's quality passing. I believe the things you do are dignified. I took in the photographs, even when Roda didn't give you a game. And then the last verse I've adapted to King of Spain, when will you shave for us? Because several fans have commented on his lack of shaving. And King of Spain, when will you score for us? King of Spain, with your Latin looks. King of Spain, you look Spanish even though you're Scottish. King of Spain, with your sublime passes. At the end of the season, we'll all be raising glasses. All of you, why don't you sing with us? The King of Spain has just scored for us, and that's how it finishes, basically.
And that, of course, will be sung with all the production in the background by
Hope and
Social.
Well, we'd like to think so. Well, I've suggested that they should re-record it, even if they just post a video on the website, just to see if it catches on. There's an extended version of the Norwich fans' version of King of Spain. But we'll see. If the band sell a few records on the back of tonight, then they'll be pretty happy with me, I guess.
So the band are called Hope and Social. Are we going to... When do you think we'll get a finished product with them singing these words?
Well, you know, maybe we just need to have a bit of a campaign on their blogs, on their Hope and Social website, which is www.hopeandsocial.com. They've also got a Facebook page, a MySpace.